From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Sergei Lavrov says he likes what he's beginning to see in Donald Trump. The Russian foreign minister Sergei Lavrov said today that what's taking shape in the new Trump administration, he feels, is a good thing. He says the electoral pledges of Donald Trump are now starting to take flesh and bone. The dedication to fight against terrorism is quite obvious and evident with Donald Trump, much more evident, he says, than the actions of the Obama administration. Russian foreign minister said Friday that Russian and Syrian government forces will continue their bombing raids in Aleppo until rebels vacate the city. He said after a humanitarian pause, the strikes have resumed and will continue for as long as the bandits are still in Aleppo. Lavrov's comments come just a day after he said the Syrian government had stopped all active military operations in eastern Aleppo. The South Korean National Assembly has voted to impeach President Park Geun-hye. This after recent allegations of a multi-million dollar influence peddling scandal. With Park's powers now suspended, Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-an is the interim president. Chu Mi-ae is the leader of the main opposition party. She says that this is a victory for the people and that it will go down in history. After Park's impeachment was announced, demonstrators in front of the National Assembly celebrated. National Democratic Congress, or NDC, has been asked to remain calm and wait for the official results of the presidential paramilitary elections. It appears that the current President Mahama is no longer going to be president, and we'll have more details for you on that later on. This is VOA News. A new report into systematic Russian doping has found that more than 1,000 Russian athletes competing in the Summer and Winter Olympics, as well as the Paralympic Games, were involved in or benefited from an organized conspiracy to conceal positive doping tests. Richard McLaren is the report's author.
This systematic and centralized cover-up and manipulation of the doping control process evolved and was refined over the course of the use at London 2012 through the Summer University Games in 2013, the Moscow IAAF Championships in 2013, and, of course, the Winter Games in Sochi in 2014.
The report accuses Russia of switching of samples at the Sochi Winter Olympics in 2014 and using salt and coffee to manipulate samples when checked by experts. The report's likely to heighten pressure on the International Olympic Committee to punish Russia before the 2018 Winter Games in South Korea. Dutch far-right leader Geert Wilders has been found guilty of insulting Moroccans and inciting discrimination, but he will not face any penalty or jail sentence, leaving him free to run in elections due next March. As Henry Ridgewell reports, observers say the trial could actually boost Wilders' chances of victory as he seeks to ride a wave of right-wing populism in Europe.
During the trial, the court was shown a video of the political rally in 2014 when Geert Wilders made the remarks that led to his conviction. Wilders asked the crowd of supporters if they wanted fewer or more Moroccans in your city and in the Netherlands. The crowd shouted back, "Fewer, fewer." Wilders replied, "We're going to take care of that." After a three-week trial, judges found him guilty of insulting a group and inciting discrimination, but cleared him of inciting hatred. In a video posted online after the verdict, Wilders accused the court of political bias.
"You can count on it. I will never be silent."
Wilders is a strong opponent of the European Union. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Wilders' Freedom Party leads Dutch polls by as much as 10%. Two powerful earthquakes struck the Pacific Ocean, a 7.8 magnitude off the coast of the Solomon Islands early Friday, and a 6.5 magnitude quake off the northern coast of California. Some reports of collapsed buildings in the Solomon Islands, damages believed to be relatively minor. Former U.S. astronaut and Senator John Glenn has died at the age of 95. He was the first American to orbit Earth, and years later, while he was serving in the U.S. Senate, he took part in a mission on the space shuttle. Glenn was the last surviving member of a group known as the Mercury 7, seven military test pilots selected in 1959 to become America's first astronauts. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.